KSVY Sonoma.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Ooh. Listen. Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
This is Our Timeless Secrets, and our intention is to inspire heartfelt conversation through music and dialogue that ignite our passion and empower us to move in the direction of our dreams.
In other words, we're here to share our secrets and those of our guests for what works for us to make life go better than well.
Good morning. My name is Harry Blum. And I'd like to welcome you to Sonoma, California. I want to introduce our host, Maury Best.
And thank you. Good morning. And good morning, Harry. It's nice to see you.
Good morning, sweetheart.
Busy as ever. And what a phenomenal day. Little overcast here. They're threatening a little rain. But I've got my umbrella, or my bumper chute, as I like to call it. And as long as I'm carrying it, it will not rain. I promise you, because it's just a nuisance for me to carry. But I'll do anything to... No, we could use the rain, right? I mean, we can always use the rain.
Always use the rain.
Yes. After all, this is the wine country. And our vineyards can always use that wet stuff. So, guess what? Today's show is entitled Shift. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Shift.
Yes.
How would you define that, Mark?
Well, you see, there we are. How do you define shift? I know myself, just over the last few months, there's definitely been a difference in the energy going on in the universe. This is not just in Sonoma. This is anywhere. And it has to do with the earth spinning on its axis and doing all its things and creating the whatever. I don't understand all that stuff, Harry, but I do sense the difference in feeling sometimes when they have these eclipses and goodness knows what all, and thunderstorms or whatever. I notice it then. It affects me, Donna.
I'm feeling it right now. Yeah, I've been feeling it for the last few days.
Mm-hmm. Ah, can you describe the feeling? I mean, is it what?
I tend to be more sensitive.
Okay.
I tend to feel things differently.
Oh, okay. So. You feel like maybe sometimes a little on edge, perhaps. I don't know.
A little short with people when I don't want to be.
Right. Okay.
Sometimes.
And that's,
I apologize if it was you, Mark.
Oh, bless you. Well, you know what? The thing is that I think as a couple, we get to understand that the bottom line is we do love each other. And yes, there are times when we feel a little less than cheerful or something will sort of come in there and create a question mark as far as, well, wait a minute now, I don't feel too swift. I feel a little grumpy. Or on the other side of things, you just feel euphoric and you feel like, wow, there's nothing I can't do. I'm geared to seeing now the possibilities before me. But, you know, the thing is, there's nothing new in the world. Nothing at all is new. And as this spinning and shifting is happening, we are suddenly coming into face-to-face with situations that before might have troubled us, but now it's like a breeze. Okay, I can deal with this. Or conversely, the other way, something that you've never experienced before, and you think, oh my goodness, where did this come from? So it's about being aware of this moment in time. And, you know, I really believe that we are on the brink of a whole new understanding as more and more momentum comes toward yet more shift. And we will, you know, be operating with a whole new mindset. And I believe it'll happen probably very soon. Now, that's just what's going on inside my thoughts. I mean, I have this experience going on, and I could be totally wrong. But I'm open to it, and I'm excited about it. And I believe that with every change brings along a new adventure. And you know what I feel about adventures, Harry, don't you?
You love adventures. Adventure's your middle name, another one of your middle names.
Well, what the heck? I'm the mother of
Maury
adventure.
Gresham Ingalls, Adventure Best.
That's all the names we can get. Where was the branch of government that's
Homeland Security?
Oh dear! Went to get my California license taken care of, and I've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and no, it's not coming. I finally called and I said, "What happened to my license?" And they said, "Oh well, you're being checked out by Homeland Security." I guess they got tired of me changing my names. You know, like some people change the sheets at the hotel.
You just changed your name.
Yeah, I just changed my name.
Another alias.
But I have got all the names I want right now. Maury Gresham Ingalls Best. Who could ask for more? But, you know, Maury is sufficient. I don't think there are too many Maurys out there.
No, there aren't. They're very limited and just a few, and one special.
Thanks. Hopefully that's me.
Maybe.
Maybe?
Yeah. Maybe. Could be Maury.
It could be.
That's singing Maury from back east.
Yeah. Well, however, I think what I'd like to do now is to just, as we've been talking about new world, here we are. We can bring a whole new world to you.
Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, or under, on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no of where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
Indescribable.
a whole new world. You know, the truth is that every nanosecond, it's a whole new world. And when you're living in the now, as Harry and I really endeavor to do, we get to move along with the excitement and the adventure of the day. And with each moment does bring change. And when I suppose you have to get ready for change sometimes. But I believe the preparation for change is all about learning to live in this moment right now. Recognizing what you're seeing in front of you is a direct result of your input to the world. Everything that you're seeing, where your focus is right now, is a direct result of how you're being in your world. And so why not choose a really powerful way to be, like loving, for instance, or accepting? I would think accepting is one of the greatest achievements to accomplish in your mind change, recognizing we are in many ways different. However, what bottom line is, we have the same desires. In the last call, when you check in, checking out, in and checking out, everybody is reasonably connected to the love that is necessary to make our world flow. So when it boils down, we want to understand that even throughout all of our differences, we are the same. We are the same, and it's time to respect one another. I think respect is very much needed in this world today. People make choices based on their own information. And when they step into a new arena, their information changes too. They haven't maybe learned it yet, but they are learning. And so accept everybody as they are. We don't have to like, but we can accept. Dear. There's a lot of censorship that's prevailing in the world of media. But when you live in the world now, without exploring all the headlines and all the different news broadcasts that are being thrown at us, one gets to make up your own mind how you want to deal with your day. If there is something you can do about a sensitive headline or other, then by all means do it. But if it is not within your capacity to make a difference in that arena, then allow it to be free, and other people who can will do that. Everybody has a different mindset when it comes to making a difference and being involved in their world. And so I would actually like to stop for a second, Harry, and read this poem. And it's entitled, "And We Dance." It takes a lot of courage to let go of the habits of time, to switch off the clock of our memory that's been keeping us in line. It takes a clear dedication to new ways of fulfilling a dream, to trust in the vision created, trusting it is what it seems. So often we're stuck in a pattern that allows little room to expand. In only a moment of mind change, dull and ordinary now feels so grand. Stepping out of the pattern of normal can open a wide panorama for all those breaking out of their shell, creating a mystical drama. We have gone from punching a time clock and rushing around in a trance. we've turned around our world of mundane to where we love and we sing and we dance. And I'm reminded, Harry, of how we include dance in the morning of our day.
Just about every morning.
And you know what? It sounds so ridiculous to some people, but, you know, it comes to the point at nighttime, if I feel like dancing, I might be a little bit too tired, so why not get it over in the morning? I don't really mean that. You know, I'd dance with you anytime, my darling.
Well, thank you.
It's fun. It's really fun. Oh, boy. You know, when I look at, I was talking earlier about when we look out and what we see in front of us, is truly a mirror of how we are being. So I talked about making choices. You know, I have designed a workshop that talks about ways of being, and it talks about how you can choose your way of being. So if a way of being would be loving, would be accepting, would be giving, would be grateful. If all of these ways of being were folded into our day, into our mindset for the beginning of the day, then, we can hardly, if we skip off that mindset, yeah, we might find something else happening. But when we plan it ourselves, which we do have the opportunity to do, things go well. And it's just about taking that really good deep breath and remembering this is a choice. And so, as I always say, give choice a voice. Remember, if you're not seeing what you really like, think how you can affect that change. Shift it around. Choose and think about how you're being. I remember distinctly working with children on this very program that I was discussing, and after they had graduated from the class and the course, and they had learned about what life purpose is about and how ways of being affected their lives, I went to the facility at the Boys and Girls Club to actually meet with some media, and as I was going in, one of the little children from the workshop came running up to me and she said, Miss Gam, they called me Gam for Great Aunt Mari, but anyway, she said, she's pointing to this little fellow, and she said, he's negative, he's really negative. And I said, well, my darling, how are you being? What way of being were you showing? And she looked at me and she was, I could hear her mind ticking, and she said, well, I said, were you on purpose? And she understood what I was relating to, and she shook her head, no. I said, okay, well, I'm going into a meeting. I'm going to be in there for about half an hour, so why don't you be on purpose with him for this next half hour and see what happens? So I went into my meeting, and as I came out, I saw two faces beaming at me. I said, okay, so what happened? She said, I decided to be on purpose. And I said, well, good for you. And I said, how do you feel, to the little fellow? And he said, I feel good. Now, I didn't need to know what had it transpired between them. I didn't need to know the story as far as she said, he said. All I needed to know was the look on their faces and the joy that they were showing when they recognized that they got to choose the way they felt. They were only 5 and 6 years old. So if a 5 and 6 year old can learn about changing their scene and changing what it feels like inside, then I know there's plenty of adults out there who can learn the same thing. Sometimes they're a little slower to learn, right, Harry?
Yes.
But the whole point is remembering that we are the mirrors of what we are putting out there. And we don't need to act in ways that are defensive and expect to feel peace. It doesn't work that way. in way to feel peace is to be peaceful, right?
Be the peace you choose to
see.
Feel. See.
That's right. That's right, Ari. Absolutely. And that goes for be the courage you choose to show and all the other things that go along with it. Be what you're choosing to see. And so we put it back into the world, and believe me, we will recognize it coming our way. And so with that, I'm going to put some love into the world, because that's what it's about.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans. Enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little love. What the world
What the world needs now is love. Yeah, Jackie DeShane. That's an old one, but you know what? It just popped into my brain yesterday when I was thinking about where we were going today and what the show was going to be about. I say it all the time, and I'm not going to be stopped, and that is give choice a voice. Recently I've begun to ask myself, okay, so what adventure are you creating today? And my response generally comes from a place of being. First of all, how am I feeling? How would I like to feel? So long as I get to choose, I'll choose joyful, okay? And so what brings me joy? Well, reaching out and helping a neighbor, maybe, or surprising someone at the store or restaurant by paying their bill. Volunteering in any way, that's something that I have to talk about. Volunteering. I think of all of my life here in America since I was 18 years old, the most powerful and, rewarding for me time is, God bless you, dear.
Excuse me.
Yes, and with good health. But the rewarding time is when I have been volunteering, and I love it. I should have waited to say bless you.
I know.
Oh, darling. Anyway, volunteering is something that people think that they have to wait until they're old to start doing that, until they're not working anymore. But you know what? Even just 1 hour of volunteering in a week can lift spirits. I remember years and years ago, I was working at least one job, if not two, and also I was singing, and I was creating shows. I never stopped. And in among that, I also, there was a, I guess it was a health, well, it was an aftercare facility near my home. And I walked by it one day and I thought, you know what? I bet there's some people in there that don't get visitors. I'm going to walk in and see if I can visit with someone that doesn't get a visitor. And sure enough, there were plenty, in fact, there were more than I could happen to visit, that they declared, no, nobody comes to see them. And so, you know, and it didn't matter how maybe kind of bummed out I was feeling on any given day, but that day that I had made that commitment to volunteer and go and visit with these people, I would drag myself in, but I would come out feeling absolutely full of joy because, you know, hey, making a difference. And there are so many people here in Sonoma making a difference for
others. Every day you hear more and more people that are making a difference.
Yes. And it doesn't take a lot of effort. And we are also, I have the privilege of being a mentor. And I have a beautiful little girl that I'm mentoring. And she is a joy. And I look forward to our times together. And it makes it very special. And she just brings a lot of life into not my life only, but whoever I'm with. And Harry gets to benefit too. It's great. I just love it. And then the people down at Sonoma Healthcare Center. There's a lot of people in there who are not able to go out. They're wheelchair bound, or they may even be bed bound. And very few are ambulatory. Is that the right word? And just going in there on a Wednesday morning and singing for them and visiting each one personally, face to face, and just spending a little time. And dear Keala Gerhardt, who is a powerful healer here in town who does reconnective healing, she comes with me, and the looks on their faces as we walk in is enough. That's my payment, you know.
Yes.
It's very, very special. So it's whatever brings you joy. You can just make it simple and just do it. I know that I have a very wonderful neighbor. And every now and again, I just get a message, stop by and say hi to her. And it's generally always the perfect moment, you know, to have that connection. And vice versa. She has made it her business to do the same with me now. It's all about reaching out and touching somebody new. Reach out and touch somebody new. Make this a better world. Diana Ross. Yeah, that's an old one. Boy, but it just was so perfect because there's so much in giving. And, you know, there's been already a great deal of shift happening in the world recently. And more people are beginning to understand that we are all one. We're not little islands, you know, out there fumbling through on our own. Everything we do affects another person or everyone around us. And taking responsibility for making wise choices is vital to our powerful, positive experience. Hey, you know, that's what we try to create each day, a powerful, positive experience for ourselves and for those that come into our arena, as it were. And what I do matters. What I do matters. Think about that. We must start and begin to take responsibility and be accountable for what we're creating. And, you know, that doesn't mean that we slap ourselves on the back all the time, congratulating ourselves. No, it's not necessary. We just go ahead and do it and we enjoy and we reap the benefits from that wonderful feeling that we have inside. And here's the results of that. Our health improves, our sleeping, all the different things that are, you know, our digestion. It's amazing all the things that benefit from that good inflow and outflow of way of being. So it's, you know, we can look forward to that powerful, positive experience and remember that what we do matters. When we look at it this way, we see how important we are. We really are important, yes, for everyone. And, you know, there's a poem that I'd like to read right now, and it's entitled, When. When will I get it? That if it's to be, it is up to me. When will I realize I create my own destiny? When will I start choosing all the ways I want to be? When will I allow the good I choose to see? When will I find all the right words to say? When will I feel joyful each and every day? When will I permit myself to play? When will I decide that I really am okay? When will I start loving everything I do? When will I be successful in all that I pursue? When will I finally get a car that's brand new? When will I finally get over all that I've been through? When I decide to allow all the good to come to me, when I finally realize acceptance sets me free, when I choose to relax and just let it be, when I know that it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. That's when. And it's true. It's true. We get to choose. We're giving choice a voice. When we start feeling that joy that we have been, that has been eluding us, that becomes the victory for us. And that, truthfully and honestly, is what we create. And in all of my coaching practice, the one thing that I recognize that when people have come to me in the past, they perhaps have been going to a doctor, perhaps a psychiatrist or a psychologist, and one of the things that the feedback that I have been getting is that their focus has been on all of the things that were going wrong in their lives. And I understand the reason for that. That's, of course, a given. However, I just had this feeling, and I kept being encouraged to start focusing on all the things that brought my clients joy. And the more we focused on the things that brought them joy, how quickly they started to ignite that joy flame that had been snuffed out, in some instances, totally snuffed out. They started to recognize, oh, wow, I can get that feeling back again. And there's a wonderful, powerful exercise that I do when I'm working with my clients that just deals with just that. And it absolutely brings them in a very short time to that place of understanding that it is up to them. They get to choose. They don't need to blame the mother or the father, all the things that were done to them in the past. They absolutely get to choose this brand new moment and that feeling of joy that may have been eluding them. And so with that in mind, I really feel it would be a great idea to play this song, Make It Shine. Make it shine, Victoria Justice. Yes, yeah, you can. You can make it shine. And if you have an idea that makes life go well and you're wondering how you can make it happen, be in touch with me. You know, I'm reading a powerful book right at this minute. And it's a book entitled Solomon Speaks. And its author is Dr. Eric Pearl. He's the author of The Reconnection, and Heal Others, Heal Yourself. And also Frederick Ponslow, the voice of Solomon, is the co-author of this book. And it has captured my heart. It truly has. Because it's saying all that I know to be true and is to what's going on in the world and the shift that is occurring that is bringing us so much more information and understanding. And so I just want to get you all warmed up, because next week on our show, Dr. Eric Pearl and Frederick Ponslow, the voice of Solomon, they're going to be on the show with us, and I'm very excited about that, because there are lots of questions that we can ask. And but meanwhile, if you haven't already got the book, I strongly recommend it. Solomon Speaks is a powerful book, and I'm going to probably be reading it over and over again. Harry and I started reading it together, and then I said, oh no, I've got to keep going on my own. I couldn't wait for Harry to be available to read it with me, which we enjoy doing a lot. And but as I said before, there are many, many huge changes coming about in the world. And the work that Dr. Eric Pearl is doing with regard to healing and the reconnection, you know, Google that, the reconnection. You will find some information there. And our friend, Keala Gerhard, is a practitioner of the reconnection. So that's just an aside, but everybody stepping into my universe right at this moment is reminding me it is up to me, and it is up to all of us to take responsibility for why we're showing up in our world. And I have one prayer, and that is that this next song that we're going to play for you, at least a part of it, Gold, is what I feel about. Well, just think about it. Listen to the words.
I wonder if when all is done, anyone heard my voice. But from the start we had choice. Our journeys just begin. I'll never know if I was right. Did I fight hard enough? Or when the battles grew too rough, should I have given in? But here I stand and swear to you, I did the best that I could do. I know my voice was just a whisper, but someone may have heard. There were nights the moon above me stirred.
Your eyes, you hold on and
In my own two hands, I once held the gold. It's my dream that the words from my mouth are landing on ears that are choosing to make a difference in this world. And right at this moment, I'm feeling compelled to read yet another poem. And it's entitled, It Matters Not. It matters not what names we give to the awarenesses that we seek. There's not one being who is right or wrong in the words they choose to speak. It's all about our understanding, how it feels deep down within. Only the one who says you're wrong, who may be committing a sin. This is why we were given these tools, the tools that help us to feel as we go through our lives making choices. Feelings show us a meter of real. As we go through this journey called life and connect to our feelings each day, we can treasure each moment of blessing, choosing carefully the words that we say. We can honor our lives as our masters have done and bring joy to all we pursue, remembering it matters not what others may choose, only what feels right to you. Yes, our choices are very, very important, and we must take responsibility for making them wisely. And I want to thank everyone for listening today and remind you to listen in next week when we explore the world of Dr. Eric Pearl and Frederick Ponslov and their new book, Solomon Speaks. Until next week, I wish you a wonderful week, and thank you, Harry.
You're welcome.
For everything you do.
Peace.
Here on Our Timeless Secrets is where you can catch a glimpse of the mystical Mari. Mari is a certified intuitive success coach, a channel, ably assisted by her spirit guides, Esophocles and Endante. Mari is the catalyst for change. She will capture an audience to facilitate individuals on how to trust feelings and take responsibility for their lives, bringing them clarity, freedom, and peace. Mari uses the simple tools of laughter, song, and poetry, and her impish Scottish wit, and of course, her spirit guides, Esophocles and Endante, are always with her. Her message is simple. Give choice, a voice, and always come from a place of unconditional love. You can be coached by Mari via phone or on Skype or better still in person. 707-934-7717 or email at maribest@gmail.com. That's M-A-H-R-I best as in the very best @gmail.com. Or on the web at maribest.com.
Find your doorway, may the bluebird sing your song. May no trouble travel your way, may no worry stay too long. May your heartaches be forgotten, may no tears be spilled. Yeah.
come true. May you